been told to give Bhagavatam class. Just done few, maybe half an hour ago, 20 minutes ago. So is this the right text, not like been yesterday, this book? It's okay if I read here, everything will be there? I don't want to turn aside and read this. What's that? 110:21? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Mitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Tupadi Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Shashi Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivshakaham Vitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Vando Jagat Pate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Vanchakalpaturubhayascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavana Bhayo Vaishnam Bhayo Namo Namaha. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavaneshwari Vrikha Bhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Narayanam namaskritta naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tatho jaya mudirye nashtapraya subhadresu nittam bhagavat sevaya bhagavadatte tam sloke bhaktir bhavati naistiki. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. So I will read this verse. Sa vai kilayam purusa Puratano ya eka asid avisesa atmani agre gunabhyo jagat atmanishvare nimilitatman Nisi Supta Saktisu Savai Kaliyam Purusa Puratano Savai Kaliyam Purusa Puratano Yaye Kasi Davise Satmani Ekasida Visesa Atmani Agre Gunabhyo Jagad Atmanishvare Agre Gunabhyo Jagad Atmanishvare Nimilatit Nimilitatmanisi Supta Saktishu Nimilitatmanisi Supta Saktishu Can read? Someone can read? Saha, he, Krishna, by, as I remember, Kila, definitely, I am, this, Purusha, personality of Godhead, Puratana, the original, Ya, who, Eka, only one, Asit, existed, Abhisesaha, materially unmanifested, Atmani, own self, Agre, before creation, Gunabhya, of the modes of nature, Jagat Atmani, unto the Super Soul, Ishware, unto the Supreme Lord, Nimilita, merged into Atman, the living entity, Nisi Supta, inactive at night, Saktisu, of the energies. So I'm begging the mercy from all the Vaishnavas, senior Vaishnavas. The topic is quite a difficult one, and I was not prepared for giving class, but I've been asked to give class. So please bless me so that I can speak something on this subject and save Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. They said here, he is the original personality of Godhead as we definitely remember him. He alone existed before the manifested creation of the modes of nature, and in him only, because he is the Supreme Lord. All living beings merge, as if sleeping at night. Their energy is suspended. The purport is quite long. Read from here. There are two types of dissolution of the manifested cosmos. At the end of every 4,320,000,000 solar years, when Brahma, the Lord of one particular universe, goes to sleep, there is one annihilation, and at the end of Lord Brahma's life, which takes place at the end of Brahma's 100 years of age. In our calculation, at the end of 8,640,000,000 times 30 times 12 times 100 solar years, there is complete annihilation of the entire universe. And in both the periods, both the material energy called the Mahatattva and the marginal energy called Jivatattva merge in the person of the Supreme Lord. The living beings remain asleep with the body of the Lord until there is another creation of the material world. And that is the way of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material manifestation. The material creation is effected by the interaction of the three modes of material nature set in action by the Lord. And therefore, it is said here that the Lord existed before the modes of material nature were set in motion. In the Shruti Mantra, it is said that only Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, existed before the creation, and there was no Brahma, Shiva, or other demigods. Vishnu means the Mahavishnu, who is lying on the causal ocean. By his breathing, only all the universes are generated in seeds, and gradually develop into gigantic forms with innumerable planets within each and every universe. The seeds of universes develop into gigantic forms in the way seeds of a banyan tree develop into numberless banyan trees. This Mahavishnu is the plenary portion of the Lord Shri Krishna, who is mentioned in the Brahma Samhita as follows. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto this original personality of God at Govinda, whose plenary portion is the Mahavishnu, all the Brahmas, the heads of the universes. live only for the period of his exhaling. After the universes are generated from the pores of his transcendental body, Brahma Samhita 5:58. Thus Govinda or Lord Krishna is the cause of Mahavishnu also. The ladies talking about this Vedic truth must have heard it from authoritative sources is only means of knowing about transcendental subject matter. Definitely there is no alternative. The merging of the living beings into the body of Mahavishnu takes place automatically at the end of Brahma's 100 years. But that does not mean that the individual living being loses his identity. The identity is there. As soon as there is another creation by the supreme will of the Lord, all the sleeping, inactive living beings are again let loose to begin their activities in the continuation of past different spheres of life. It is called suptothitha naya, or awakening from sleep and again engaging in one's respective continuous duties. When a man is asleep at night, he forgets himself, what he is, what his duty is, and everything of his waking state. But as soon as he awakens from slumber, he remembers all that he has to do and thus engages himself again in his prescribed activities. The living beings also remain merged in the body of Mahavishnu during the period of annihilation, but as soon as there is another creation, they arise to take up their unfinished work. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 8:18-20. The Lord existed before the creation. Creative energy was set in action. The Lord is not a product of the material energy. His body is completely spiritual, and there is no difference between his body and himself. Before creation, the Lord remained in his abode, which is absolute and one. Hare Krishna. So this subject is more gone into detail about the creation, where it mentions that the ladies when Krishna was entering in Dwarka city, the residents of Dwarka, they welcome Lord Krishna, and naturally all the residents, they welcome Lord Krishna, and especially the dearmost devotees of Lord Krishna, like gopis or the ladies of Dwarka, they welcoming him with their full heart. And it is mentioned here that for the ladies, naturally they are so devoted to the Lord that they naturally know the truths of all the Vedic knowledge. So in a deeper way, for ladies to understand anything about the creation, they know everything about Krishna because they are completely surrendered, just like gopis. For them, the knowledge is already revealed in their heart. Jasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasaita kathitha yatha prakasante mahatmana. To develop unflinching faith to Krishna and Guru, all the Vedic knowledge or import of all the Vedic knowledge revealed in our heart. So, said here, they said that here he is the original personality of Godhead as we definitely remember him. He alone existed before the material manifested creation of the most material nature, because most material nature is created by him. But originally, the Supreme Person Krishna, the Gopal Krishna, he doesn't do any creation. Because of the desire for the living entity, the God has to manifest into Chaturviva. These are the forms when the creation happens. Through these forms, the creation happens. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 1, 2, 3 and 4. I think 1, 2, 3, like this, 4. There is mentioned that why Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami that why the living entities desire to separately enjoy from Krishna? Why did we come here? And Sukadeva Goswami explaining the answer into that, I think it's text 1. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 1, 2 and 3. So, because of we wanted to separately enjoy from God, and that's not our natural position, we are naturally the constitutional, eternally existed, naturally part and parcel of God. So, our happiness supremely is manifested only when we are eternally servant and into the, remain in that consciousness. But because we cannot become God, and Krishna is only the God, He only can create, He only can do everything. His position is to be a father, a supreme God, supreme person, original person. And our position is eternally a servant, natural position. So when we wanted to become God, Krishna, then because He is very kind, He is our original father, He decided to not to stop our independence. It is Prabhupada mentions that Krishna controls everything of us. Everything in the creation, Krishna controls. Three-quarter creation in the spiritual world and one-quarter in the material world. Krishna controls everything, including everything of us. But there is one thing He doesn't control, which is under His controlling power, but He just leave it as an independence. That's the love. To love someone. That's why the love word is very prominent. The entire existence is based on this word love. Because whatever we do in our life, only we are directed to one thing, the love. But because the love is contaminated, because real love is spiritual love. But in this world is a lust. So, because he wanted to enjoy separate from God, so he has to do a creation. Because he's our father, he has to create some place where we can live, facilitate where we can become a God. So when we come here, we become God of Los Angeles, we become God of our parents, our family, our company, or maybe controlling few amount of boys or some amount of people. We are like a small God. So Krishna is so kind that He helps us to become a God, at least somewhere. So He fulfilled our desire. So kind that literally we desire to become God, so we are God now. And as much as we want to control in this world, that is a position of a God. But we are controlling in a dead body. Everything, entire universe is made with five gross elements: earth, water, fire, ether, sky. And our body is made with same thing. Anything we perceive, we don't perceive. It's all made with that. It's all dead matter. It's only two things is eternal. That's the soul and the super soul. If you really analyze the universal form of the Lord, there is only the super soul and the soul is eternal. Everything is a dead matter. So that means we are going around and doing so many things in the illusory energy of God. So here it describes the different numbers, how the creation happened, and then original Narayan came in Mahavishnu, Chaturviva, then Narayan, then Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Karnadakshaya Vishnu, and then many 33 million demigods, and then so many creation happens, then the 8,400,000 species of life. They existing in many different universes, along with Brahma with 4 head, 10 head, 1,000 head, 10,000 head. So everywhere there is 8,400,000 species of life, and everywhere there is sense gratification is prominent and available. So the semblance, even just the semblance of sense gratification, is to trying to be separately enjoy from Krishna. But Prabhupada says this body requires some kind of sense gratification. But what can be done? Because we wanted to separately enjoy and get something for ourselves, so that's why we're here. So the entire material creation, if we take the example of this universe, which is the diameter is 4 billion miles, the top planet is Brahma Loka, Tapa Loka, Jana Loka, Mahara Loka, Siddha Loka, Charan Loka, like this. Then we come to the earthly planet. And then from there is a subterranean heavenly planets, which is Atal, Patal, Sutal, Talatal, Mahatal, like this. But the bottom one is Patal, Loka. But there are also lower planetary systems and upper planetary systems on the earth. everywhere living entities want to enjoy whatever body is given to them in that body. But I could say Krishna's six opulence, which is Prabhupada mentions that Aishwarasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yasasasriya, Gyan, Vairagyoschaiva, Sannam Bhagaitigana. Krishna is most powerful, most beautiful, most wealthiest, most famous. This opulence is existing in entire creation, in the spiritual world and in the material creation. Because anything he creates, he got intelligence to establish what he wants to establish, to get the living entities coming back. For the spiritual world, he wants all the living entities, all the spiritual body devotees to enjoy with him as he likes. And in material world also, he wants we to enjoy with him as he likes. It's written in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto. But because we are averse to enjoy with Krishna, we want to be separately enjoy from Krishna. So that's why he is giving Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, so many great souls coming here. Srila Prabhupada came here. And entire Guru Parampara Krishna created for us to reclaim the conditioned souls. That's why this book distribution, doing Harinam, left, right, center, taxing our brain how we can preach ourselves and preach outside to living entities. 7 billion people on the planet. Only a bunch of devotees are there. And we will try our best, we'll exhaust our life to preach as much as we can, do Harinam, book distribution, preaching normal here in the temple, whatever. Just preach, 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 preach. This is our only activity. And now we can see like this in America. It's such a nice place to preach. Everyone is exploiting Krishna so much energy. And at last, like they say, Dharma. They are doing some kind of religious activity to attain the Lakshmi money, some kind of money. Some wealth comes. And when the wealth comes, they try to enjoy the lust. So much. Dharma, artha, kama. Kama. They try to enjoy so much. And the body gets exhausted. And when the body gets exhausted, there is so much pain in this body. And then at last they say, please give me moksha. So dharma, dharma artha, kama, moksha. This is all going on. Even Srila Vyasadeva, when he compiled the Vedic scriptures, he was not satisfied. And Narad Muni came, Narad Muni told him that why you are not satisfied, because mostly you have written about the dharma, artha, kama and moksha, semblance of that and also normally about that. But now you have to write the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also it mentions here, that ajo api san avyatma bhutanam isuro prisan prakritim samadhisthaya sambhavami atma maya. Krishna says that janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvatah tetta deham puna janma naiti mameti su Arjuna. That basic understanding, that we have to understand that how Krishna comes here. Generally the understanding is that Krishna, we think that Krishna comes as we come from our mother's womb. The Lord comes in this world just like we ordinarily take birth. But ajo pisan navyatma bhutanam isuro pisan, that I, through my yoga maya potency, I appear in this world. And janma karma chame divyam, and through guru parampara, tattva means guru parampara, through them, with full surrender in heart, we read time and time again and again, Krishna's pastimes and activities. Janma karma chame divyam evam yaviti tattvata tyakta dem, hey Arjuna, then you will not get another birth in this world, and you will come back to spiritual world. Even in fifth canto, at one place, Lord Balaram's expansion, which is Shesnag, he's lying on the Garbhodak ocean. I don't know the right number of that calculation. It's 249 million miles or something. I don't know. The deep, the ocean is the Garbhodak Sagar. And Lord Shesha is holding this universe, practically this universe. And in fifth canto, somewhere it describes that Lord Balaram is praying that all the living entities who are on this universe should devote themselves to Lord Krishna and go back to Godhead so he can close the door of this universe. I think it's a description in the Ananta says glories. So the entire Srimad Bhagavatam is for us to drink every day, 24/7, for us to drink, hearing. And all the creation is, if you really understand the scriptures with a submissive mood, that Krishna gave all the scriptures, only it was meant for Paramhamsas to realize. Everything, even anything to deal with Krishna, I mean everything is Krishna's, but mostly just like whatever activities and services and things, paraphernalia is given to us to use it in the morning, like Mangal Arati, Tulsi Arati, deity worship, anything to do with devotional service, was actually meant for Paramhamsas. Even transcendental books, this was only meant for Paramhamsas to realize. But now Lord Chaitanya's rain cloud mercy came up to that level that in places like Ivory, where people are carnivals, can be. We went there at some point we were traveling, and some devotees were saying that, Prabhu, do you know that we come in the family? We are coming from the family where we eating the dogs. I came from the carnival country, Fiji Island, and especially they like the white flesh. There is so many stories in past when many Christian leaders, they went there to preach and they roasted them and devoured them. So it's not bad. We are also devouring so many things. We are having so many kind of vegetables. There's so many bacteria and so many things inside that. Even I was in London once. I was in my prasadam. I found few worms. I was just about to eat. Lucky I saw them. But many of them I already ate. So some little carnivores we are also as well. But because it is offered to Krishna, things which is only required for offering to Krishna, so it's like this. So because this material world is completely contaminated, which is Krishna's energy, but because Krishna says if it is utilized in my service, it has been sanctified. And Govinda, the Krishna, Aishwarasya samagrasya viryasya yasasasriya gyan vaidagyosaiva sannam bhaga iti gana. That I am the most beautiful, the most powerful, most wealthiest, most famous, most renounced. What else? And most knowledgeable. So Krishna came in this world and he demonstrated these qualities into the ultimate way. Like we can see the example of the power, how he demonstrated the quality of a power, lifting Govardhan Hill and killing so many demons when he was just a young little boy. And he's most beautiful, like these different descriptions. And it is mentioned here, the Lord existed before the creative energy was set in action. The Lord is not a product of this material nature. So sometimes, because of our devotional service, as we are very new, we think that the way our body is, and God's body is the same, made with the same element. And as we progress gradually in spiritual life, then the Lord reveals Himself that His body is not spiritual. He's not different than his body and the soul. And sarvasya chaham hridayasya nivishto matta samritir gyanam apohanam cha vedais cha sarveir aham evedo vedanti krit veda vidavacham. That to understand me, I am the ultimate person, the end of all the knowledge is me. But to understand me, as I had one lecture where one devotee explaining that Krishna says that the easiest way to understand me, even Prabhupada mentions, that if I am end of all the knowledge, to understand all the knowledge, I am inside my holy name. So if my devotee is chanting, trying their best to chant as quality pure holy name, then Krishna reveals everything from there. Because from Nam everything creates. If from Nam entire creation is coming from holy name, it is true because Krishna is Nam. Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitana Rasa Vigraha Puno Suddhumikto Abhinatam Nam Namino. So either you can say the creation is, entire creation is happened from the Nam, or it's happened from Krishna. But we also cannot make a difference because it's Nam is Krishna and Krishna is Nam. Hare Krishna. So, if you have any questions, thank you for me.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Just one correction on this purport that today's purport. Srila Prabhupada is paraphrasing from the Brahma Sanghita 558, but actually it's not 558, it's 548. And the shloka reads as follows: Brahma and the other lords of the mundane worlds, appearing from the portion of hair of Mahavishnu, remain alive as long as the duration of one exhalation of the latter, Mahavishnu. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whose subjective personality Mahavishnu is the portion of portion. And the purport is, the supreme majesty of the supreme nature of Vishnu is shown here. And I believe that's what Srila Prabhupada was trying to point out in his paraphrase of that verse.
So I just wanted to understand that what Prabhu said. So the correction was that I read something was not correct. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Actually, there is so much detail to speak on this paper, but I have to sequentially go each by each. But it takes time.
Hare Krishna. So there is statement, more you know about Krishna, more you want to surrender to him. More you know about Krishna, more you know about Krishna, more you want to surrender to him. So these damsels from Dwaraka, they don't know so much about Krishna. They don't hear from authority, but they still... They know so many things about Krishna. So this look like contradictory statement. Also you said that everything is holy name, but it's also explained that one offense is in a holy name is then, I don't know Sanskrit, but if you don't have enough gyan, like bhakti gyan, then you cannot chant purely holy name. So, can you explain a little bit that? Look like
actually, if Krishna is the holy name, Gyan is coming from there. Gyan is given by Krishna.
Yeah, but there is one offense, it's a holy name, Sanskrit words from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then, if you don't have same thing Prabhupada said, if you have to study Prabhupada books a lot, if you know very high stage, then in that time you can chant holy name purely, Krishna revealed to you. So look like you have to know, you have to study, you have to know more about Krishna in order to surrender to him.
Oh yeah.
So it's a little bit contradictory. How is then these damsels on Dwaraka, they don't know so much, they didn't hear so much about authority, but they still, everything's revealed to them.
But one thing I could say from statement and Prabhupada, if someone is literally with Krishna, they are on Dwarka, someone is just close. Many, many demons like Sisupal, so many demons were with literally Krishna. Do you think these demons are ordinary people? Do you think this Ravana and Kumbhakarna and this Kamsa, they are ordinary people? Demons, the word demon means people who deny the existence of scriptures. And they deny the existence of the teaching of the scriptures. And they deny everything. They just wanted to become God without God. But imagine these devotees who have literally we thinking from the scriptures that they don't have the knowledge. But what is something beyond their understanding, Krishna's understanding, Krishna's pure devotees? They may have vast, profound, deep knowledge about Krishna, which Krishna has so easily, like a peanut, he can just manifest it into them. So how could we understand Prabhupada's Shastra that these ladies and people have no knowledge? This description, I think, is given for us that we gradually go more deeper into this Shastra to contemplate the nature and the thoughts and desires of these ladies. Then constant contemplation and thinking of these ladies, one day we will come and understand that they really have knowledge. So not to play around with ourselves like gambling. We've only been gambling from billions of life here, going to different species of life, to the crocodile in some American lake or somewhere, to the species of now. But we should not gamble. Just accept whatever it is there. But it's very good that categorically we should understand that without knowledge, if there is no knowledge, what is the nature of the chanting, then how can I understand what is chanting? So knowledge has to be there. But I know that this could be the statement. But more you can ask to Druta Karma Prabhu, he must be know. Okay. So, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, because we have to go Sankirtan. Hare Krishna.